Discovering Healthy Forgiveness by Greg Laurie. Read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from Matthew 18, 21 through 22. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times? Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Let's begin with prayer. Heavenly Father, anger and bitterness can rot our hearts and poison our soul. Teach how to forgive and help us to flourish in your grace. Amen. If you're someone who holds grudges, if you keep score and can't let things go, then you need to know something. You will suffer in life. You also will see your prayer life come to a screeching halt. Forgiveness is the key to all healthy, strong, and lasting relationships. That's why we must realize how important it is to forgive. Jesus said, So if you are presenting a sacrifice at the altar in the temple, and you suddenly remember that someone has something against you, leave your sacrifice there at the altar. Go and be reconciled to that person. Then, come and offer your sacrifice to God. That comes from Matthew 5:23-24. Maybe you've decided that you won't forgive someone who has wronged you. Guess who will be the one to get hurt? You will. Harboring resentment and unforgiveness will hurt you more than the person you're refusing to forgive. If you want to be healthy and vibrant spiritually, then you must learn to forgive. Jesus taught us to pray, Forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us. Matthew 6:12. You may think they don't deserve forgiveness, but do you? Do I? No, we don't. Our forgiveness doesn't hinge on forgiving others, but forgiving others should hinge on God's gracious and generous forgiveness toward us. The forgiveness that comes to us from Christ is based on His merit and on His death and His love for us. If we know anything about what Christ has done for us, then we should forgive others. The Bible says, Be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God, through Christ, has forgiven you. Ephesians 4:32. Forgiven people should be forgiving people. And if you want to be healthy and vibrant spiritually, then you must learn to forgive.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists. When he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.